Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
For the gossip. You like that gossip? It's the Celebrity Buzz with Afrika and Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got?
All right, so Disney Plus has introduced a new streaming hub called Homerpalooza, offering 200 episodes dedicated to Homer Simpson. Mm. This limited time feed showcases iconic scenes and episodes from the beloved character, spanning over 80 hours of content for the show's 35 season run. The platform also features a 24/7 Simpsons channel. All right.
I like The Simpsons.
Me too. Also, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine. Yes. The fact that you said Ghislaine.
I know. You love it.
That's what got me.
I know.
I don't even care what the story is. You said
Ghislaine. I know.
Ghislaine.
That's yes. Why I'm doing it. This is for you, Bill.
Yeah, because I say Ghislaine. That's, yes. You know, what I call her.
I thought to myself, all right, let me start off with something light, Homer Simpson, and then let me get right into it with Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Yes. What is Ghislaine? What is Ghislaine talking about?
Well, apparently Ghislaine must stay away from teens, schoolyards, and arcades.
She's in prison.
Post-prison release.
Is she getting released?
With the Epstein files all the rage right now, Ghislaine has been thrust back into the spotlight as she wages a legal battle to win her freedom from prison, but awaits, you know, she's awaiting some things on the outside, but people are definitely looking at everything she has done under a microscope, and TMZ did some digging, and they say that her 5-year post-conviction supervised release conditions after she completes her 20-year sentence, unless she gets out of prison early on an appeal. Maxwell's appeal argues that she should never have been prosecuted in the first place because of a previous plea deal agreement between the government and Epstein in his earlier trafficking case in Florida. Winning the appeal, though, was always an uphill battle for any defendant, let alone one like Ghislaine Maxwell, who is connected to Jeffrey Epstein. So, apparently, the more likely scenario is that Maxwell serves out her sentence before getting released, and when she finally does, Maxwell will have to participate in a sex offense evaluation, outpatient sex offender treatment, and/or outpatient mental health programs, while also submitting to polygraph tests, according to the federal court documents detailing her supervised release. Mm. And she must stay away from teens, schoolyards, and arcades.
And arcades. Even arcades?
Even arcades.
Wow.
All right. So that is your update on Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Thank you so much.
All right. Ellen DeGeneres says that she permanently moved to the UK. I know you're going to love this
one,
too.
We go from Ghislaine to Ellen. Ellen.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So she says that she permanently moved to the UK because of Donald Trump. Mm. And she says everything here is just better.
Oh, okay.
So previously, she decided that she was going to live there part-time, but now they're going to stay year-round. And again, she says everything there is just better.
You know what some people are saying?
What?
Good.
And CNN correspondent's 5-year-old son crashes his dad's live interview. Did you see this? It's trending online.
I did not.
He says, I apologize for my 5-year-old. It's Brian Seltzer. He told CNN viewers.
Oh, we've talked to him before.
We have. It was an interruption that happened on Sunday evening, July the 20th. And now this is a viral moment on social media when his son crashed his live TV interview with host Jessica Dean. He was right in the middle of discussing Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal when his son appeared on the screen.
Oh.
And he's like, I have to apologize for my 5-year-old. he told viewers before adding, it's bedtime here at, you know, their household. So just a funny story there. There's been plenty of times where you and I have been live and our kids are up to something.
Of course.
And that's just it.
Plenty of times.
Reality radio, reality TV, all the things. So we definitely understand and we get it.
Okay. 8:42. Coming up, we got an email in that we got to go over. And it starts off with, hello, Bill and Jess. I'm 99% sure that my best friend is getting catfished. So we'll talk about it on the way. Go over the email.
Oh, man.
It's a Bill and Jessica show with Mariah the Scientist. Good morning.